Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Unexpected Spy by Tracy Walder is a personal memoir about an unlikely path into American intelligence and federal law enforcement. Walder, who did not fit the Hollywood stereotype of a spy, recounts how she moved from student life into the CIA and later the FBI, navigating demanding training, constant scrutiny, and the emotional strain of secrecy. The book frames her story as both a coming-of-age narrative and a behind-the-scenes look at what it can mean to work national security cases. From the grinding pace of analysis and operations, support to the moments of urgency that follow real-world threats. Alongside career milestones, Walder describes the practical realities of living with classified work, maintaining relationships, and finding confidence in environments where she often felt underestimated. Rather than focusing on gadgetry or glamour, the memoir emphasizes resilience, tradecraft basics, and the human cost of terrorism investigations, offering readers an accessible window into a high-stakes career rarely explained from an insider perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an unlikely route into intelligence. A central theme is how a person who appears ordinary can still be an ideal fit for intelligence work. Walder presents her entry into the CIA as a mix of personal ambition, academic preparation, and the willingness to pursue an opportunity that many people assume is reserved for a narrow type of candidate. The narrative highlights the early steps that are publicly understood about such careers, including vetting, background checks, the need for discretion, and the sudden shift from open campus life to a world where you measure every detail you share. This topic also explores how identity and perception shape professional credibility. In environments built on competence and caution, being underestimated can be a liability, but it can also become an advantage when it allows someone to observe more than they are expected to. The book uses that tension to underline a broader point: intelligence and investigative work rely on preparation, discipline, and clear thinking far more than on theatrics. Readers looking for motivation will find value in the idea that unconventional backgrounds can still lead to meaningful roles in national security, provided the person is ready for pressure, ambiguity, and constant learning. Secondly, training, tradecraft, and the reality behind the myth. The memoir demystifies what people casually call spy training by focusing on the less glamorous fundamentals that underpin real operations. Instead of sensationalism, the book emphasizes skills that are widely associated with intelligence and investigative careers: situational awareness, structured communication, risk assessment, and the ability to follow strict procedures even when tired, stressed, or unsure. Walder describes a culture where performance is measured, mistakes can be costly, and feedback is direct, which helps readers understand why competence and emotional control are prized. This topic also covers how secrecy becomes a daily discipline, not a dramatic moment. Working classified matters often means compartmentalization, limited social sharing, and an acceptance that friends and family may never fully understand your job. The book portrays that as a psychological challenge, as much as a professional one. By presenting the reality of training and internal standards, the narrative becomes a corrective to pop culture. It suggests that the most important tools are not gadgets but habits: planning carefully, documenting accurately, staying alert, and maintaining integrity when the stakes are high and recognition is minimal. Thirdly, counterterrorism work and high-stakes investigations. Another major topic is the nature of counterterrorism work and what it demands from the people involved. Walder describes a career shaped by the aftermath of terrorist violence and the persistent urgency to prevent future attacks. The memoir conveys how investigations can span long periods, involve complex coordination, and require both patience and speed depending on the moment. While operational specifics are necessarily limited, the book still offers a sense of the environment: multiple agencies, constant information flow, and the need to make decisions with incomplete data. This topic also underscores the human impact behind case files. Terrorism is not an abstract concept in the book. It is tied to victims, communities, and the emotional burden carried by those tasked with responding. Readers see how people in these roles must manage fear, anger, and empathy without letting emotions distort judgment. The narrative highlights the ethical seriousness of investigative work, where accuracy matters and assumptions can mislead. Overall, the book positions counterterrorism not as cinematic action, but as sustained effort, teamwork, and vigilance in the face of evolving threats. Fourthly, navigating gender, expectations, and credibility. Walder repeatedly returns to the experience of working in environments where women may be evaluated through unfair assumptions. This theme is not presented as a side note, but as a continuous pressure that shapes how she is treated and how she learns to advocate for herself. The book explores the gap between external expectations and internal capability, showing how credibility can hinge on performance, composure, and persistence rather than on fitting a preconceived image. Readers gain insight into professional dynamics common to many high-stress fields being interrupted, underestimated, or held to conflicting standards and still needing to deliver results. The memoir also touches on the balancing act between blending in and standing out. In national security roles, drawing attention can be risky, but invisibility can also mean lost opportunities. By describing how she learns to be confident without being reckless, the narrative offers a practical model for self-leadership. This topic resonates beyond intelligence work, because it addresses universal career questions: how to respond to bias, how to build allies, how to learn from criticism, and how to keep going when your successes are private and your mistakes feel public. Lastly, the personal cost of secrecy and a life lived in two worlds. The memoir highlights the emotional and relational consequences of a career defined by confidentiality. Walder describes the strain of living with stories you cannot fully share, time you cannot easily explain, and decisions that must be made without outside input. This topic captures how secrecy can isolate even confident people, because it limits the normal ways friends and family provide support. The book also points to the fatigue that comes from constant vigilance, travel demands, and the pressure to be reliable when others depend on your judgment. Yet it does not treat personal cost as purely negative. The narrative suggests that coping skills can be learned building routines, choosing trustworthy confidence within permitted boundaries, and cultivating identity beyond the job title. Readers also see how purpose can coexist with sacrifice. When the work is connected to protecting others, the sacrifices may feel meaningful, but they still require active management to avoid burnout. This theme ultimately broadens the book from a career story into a human story about resilience, boundaries, and the challenge of staying emotionally healthy while doing work that exposes you to danger and tragedy. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy memoirs grounded in real careers, especially those curious about the CIA, the FBI, and modern counterterrorism from a human perspective. It will also appeal to students considering public service, criminal justice, international affairs, or intelligence-related paths, as well as professionals who want an example of building confidence in demanding institutions. The benefit to a reader's life comes from its practical lessons about discipline, situational awareness, and persistence. Walder's story emphasizes that high-impact work is often built on unglamorous habits preparation, clear thinking under stress, and the ability to keep learning while being evaluated. It also offers a candid view of managing bias, earning credibility, and staying mentally steady when the mission is serious and the recognition is limited. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on headline events or technical tactics, The Unexpected Spy stands out for its accessibility and emotional honesty. It connects national security work to everyday challenges of identity, relationships, and self-belief, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want both an inside look at federal service and a motivating personal narrative. If you would like to support Tracy Walder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.